Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I like giving back. It's what I like doing. Fortunate, blessed to be in the position I am. Worked hard to get here, but I tell you what, I am blessed, and all of you out there who have kids who are healthy, you're blessed. We got a little listener out there in Indy, listens on WIBC, our man Mason Wood, who's only 14 years old, who is battling cancer. He's going to kick its ass. He's promised me that. And I just want to give a shout-out, make sure that we know it's tough right now. But trust me, man, you're going to kick this thing's ass, and it's going to be great. We're going to be heading on out there soon and hopefully be doing a comedy event. But I pushed all of his stuff up there. I got a GoFundMe up there. I want you guys out there listening right now to head on over to the Chad Benson Show Facebook page, CHADBENSON. $1, $5, $10, whatever it is, get it, you know, throw it out there. Every little bit helps. They want to raise about 10 grand. I think we can do it. And on top of that, Phil, do you think he's a 14-year-old boy? Do you think that we should promise him Ariel Winter?
Oh, if only we could, Chad.
Oh, goodness me! I'm telling you, Mason, you would. It's just. It's. I will. I will. We. I am. I'm gonna. I am it to you. It makes everybody's. It just makes you better. It's like what the doctor ordered, right? It's the medicine that the doctor would order.
It puts a smile on your face.
It does. It does. It does. It absolutely 110% does. We're rooting for you, my man, and we look forward to seeing you. We're out there and having you on the show soon. And keep rocking it and keep up the high spirits and anything you need. You make sure you get a hold of us here and check out the Facebook page because we're going to make this thing work for them. You hear me, people? Don't make us come over to your house. You don't want the czar at your house. Trust me, you don't. And Phil and I, we may never leave. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of never leaving, Obamacare, will it, won't it? I was looking today on the cost of Obamacare. And first of all, can I say something? The rise is pretty significant. I said all along it was going to be 2016 and 17 before people really felt it. And the reason is pretty simplistic. And that was... not everybody was participating. People got waivers. People got this. People got that. Well, guess what? People are participating, and they're seeing the rise of health care. Before I throw everything down there and say, oh, my God, it's all President Obama's fault, let's remember, health care was rising tremendously anyways. You may not have felt it because your business was covering a good portion of that. You may have seen, oh, my God, my health, you know, I got to pay an extra $50 every 2 weeks. Yeah, you don't realize how much your business has to pay. But now that all of us are on this individual mandate, we all have to have something, and a good portion of us now are in situations where our, you know, the companies that people work for, they're no longer carrying health insurance like they used to. And the ones that are, well, you know, it's that's a great benefit. That is a huge benefit for people. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But as I was reading through this and I was breaking down the numbers, look, the rise is tremendous. There's no doubt about that. In some places, it's ridiculous. But where I'm looking at it, and it just has me scratching my head, is, first of all, we've gone from 18% to 10% as far as uninsured. That's good, right? That's good. We've gone from 18% down to 10%. But what's going to happen now? Taxes are going to have to go up at some point in time. Well, why is that? Because, get ready for this. This is the thing that's crazy. Most people out there who have it, they're all getting subsidized. So they will not feel it. They will not feel it. So right now you're paying $120. Well, guess what? You're probably going to pay $130. If you're getting subsidized. Who's subsidizing you? The government. Who's the government get paid by? Oh, that's right. Us. That's where the feeling's going to come. Because at some point in time, not only is this big cumbersome thing going to start to collapse on itself, money-wise, it is. That thing's going to run dry sooner rather than later. And it's great that we have people insured. It is. I've always thought there could be a private way and a public option. I've always thought that. I'm never one of these people that says, it's all bad, it's all bad, it's all bad. I think choices and competition. If you choose to go the government route, that's what you got. You go the government route. A lot of people, they're saying, are stuck in situations now, too, where they don't have the competition in these markets because companies are dropping out. They can't afford it anymore. Of the people who aren't insured right now, 24% are eligible for Medicaid. 19% are eligible for Obamacare subsidy. 47% are ineligible for financial assistance. And then there's a bunch of people, like 10%, caught in what they call the uninsured gap. Coverage gap. They got fired or something like that. I mean, there's something like that. But the thing that made me sit there and go, 47%. That 47% right there, that 47%, that's who they were counting on to cover everybody else's ass and to give them an opportunity to break even and make a profit. That's who they were counting on. And they're not coming. And they're not going to. They are not coming. They're not going to show up at the party. They're not all going to say, oh, guys, we should do what's best for the country. It's not going to happen. It's not. This thing, let me tell you, and I have said this from day one, besides the fact that I hate the fact that they get into our lives, the government. I hate that fact that they get into our lives. But this thing wasn't designed to be health care. This thing was designed to be a law. Do you understand that? This was designed to withstand challenges inside of Supreme Court, inside of state Supreme Court, inside every court possible, inside a court on the moon, inside a court underwater. Everywhere there was a court, this thing was designed to withstand it. It wasn't designed to make money. It wasn't designed to make the insurance companies money. It wasn't designed to give quality health care. It was designed as a law. And that's what people need to understand. That's what people need to understand. And the people that are involved in it, who need to make money from it, because otherwise, understand, insurance companies are not charities. Nobody goes, hey, let's lose $3 billion a year. It'll be philanthropy. It'll be fantastic. People get into business to make money. If you're not in business to make money, you won't be in business very long. Sometimes there's sacrifice. Sometimes that you're going to, it takes a while. Sometimes, I mean, look at Amazon, for God's sakes. Amazon's never turned a profit. They dominate the world, yet never turned a profit. Insurance companies aren't like that. Insurance companies need to make a profit. That's why they're dumping out of these things fast. Because the government told them all these people would come. Then the government gave them ways for them not to come. And then people weighed the options and said to themselves, look, you've given me the one thing I need. Well, what's that? I need an opportunity that should I get sick tomorrow, I can just go get health insurance because you can't keep me off health insurance. So I'll pay the $600 a year or $800 a year because I know I'm never going to get through these deductibles. So you've given me an opt out. And those are the people that needed to opt in. Those are the people that needed to pay their full freight and rate. Those are the people, the healthy people, the people with money. Those people needed to be in this. But they're not. And I think we've plateaued. And I think you're going to see it start to slowly but surely go back up again. And we'll have gone from 18% down to 10%, back up to 14 or 15%. And it will slowly but surely start to teeter-totter, which is what they want it to do. You have states now with just one choice. That's not good. It's not going to help anybody. You'll feel the pinch because everybody is participating now. I said from day one, until everybody participates, until everybody has skin in the game, until everybody out there has skin in the game and they're all playing by the same rules, we will not feel it. People are feeling it now. But remember, this wasn't designed to give you good health care. This wasn't designed for you to be better able to take care of your family should something go wrong. This was designed as a law. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chadatchadbensonshow.com. Also, text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Your clothes don't fit. My clothes don't fit. Then sometimes they do fit, and this one fits, but that one doesn't fit. It's weird because they came in the same pack. Why is that? Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
Why don't your clothes fit? Because you're a fatty? Because you're too thin? There's a lot of reasons why your clothes don't fit. Some of those may be those reasons. Some of them may be that. But in truth, it's because of mass production. And let's be real. Who's frustrated out there with clothes? All of you. Every one of you. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. You go to a store, you buy a t-shirt, you wear a large or here, and you need an extra large. In this brand, I know I need an extra large. Or you look and you go, okay, it's made in Mexico, it's made in Pakistan, it's made in India, it's made in China, I need this. It's made in Malaysia, I need this. Because we want mass produced. We become mass produced. In the early days, we used to all go get our clothes essentially fitted. Our suits, shirts, a lot of stuff. Even when we went t-shirt, we could try them on. But now we go and we want them quick and fast. Like our food. Like fast food. Want fast. Women, how frustrated are you? You're a size 10 in these. You're a size 12 in these. You're a size 8. You're a large, then you're an extra large. I was telling, I'm not fat. I'm not. I'm a little fluffy. I need to lose some weight. Working on that. But I'm okay with it. But I'll go into some stores and I'm like, who is wearing this stuff? Like, who could fit in this that's an actual man? There's no way. I mean, it doesn't even matter what it is. You go buy three pairs of boxer briefs, like two fit, and the other one's like, this sucks. Some of it's the dye. Some of it's the make and the cloth of the shirt. But mostly it's because it's mass-produced. Mass-produced. The pre-industrial age, we would go and get all our stuff done. Once the industrial age came, and then once the catalogs came, where people would order from a catalog, they had to try and do the best they possibly could. Producer Phil, you were always joking about going to getting clothes. How frustrating is it when you go and you try on three different things? One's a large, one's an XL, one's a, you know, it's crazy.
You know, I just had that experience a month or so ago. I went out on a clothes shopping spree because I buy clothes once every decade. And I bought a shirt and tried it on. It was a large. It fit. So every subsequent store I went to, got a large. You know what? A quarter of them don't fit.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. I'll go try shirts on. I'm like, ugh. Well, they're now doing remeasuring. They've got body scanners now, and they're actually doing remeasuring about 14,000 men and women to get a broader base in size. All of us have this issue. It's all frustrating. Clothes shopping, that's why you never buy people clothes, like at Christmas. I remember, was it Jim Gaffigan? Love that guy. Comic. He says, you never buy people clothes. And then, like, if it doesn't fit or you don't like it, you take it back. He goes, wait, now you're giving me an errand? He's like, no, I'll just throw it away. That you just never do. Like, guys know this, right? Even if your girl is nutritionally overachieving, you buy her a small. Right? You buy her a small. You know, like, I thought you were a 9X. I just got you a curtain and we just cut the hole out of it. You don't do that.
A jerk.
I am such a jerk on that. Same thing with guys, right? You just don't buy clothes for people. You get them a gift certificate somewhere where they can go. But, man, I tell you what, I get frustrated as all hell trying to find clothes because I'm built like a house. I'm 5'10". I had a big chest. I'm built like a house, and it's frustrating when you have to go and you try on stuff, and I'm like, who wears this? Obviously not a real man. Like, it's incredible. And you'll find I have some stuff. I have stuff that goes up to XXL in my closet and stuff that's a large. And I'll put stuff up against that large, and I'm like, this is an extra large, and it's like the shoulders are like halfway of where the large is. It's frustrating. But if you want to know why, it's because we as a nation wanted quick stuff. Catalogs came out, and from there became the industrialized nation that we are, which means we mass produce everything. And now we don't even mass produce it here. We mass produce it elsewhere. And the way that they do things and the way that they treat stuff is completely different than even when we do it here. And there are certain brands for all of us. It's like, I like wearing this brand because it fits right. That's why, man, every man has to have a suit, and you need to go out. You need to get it measured. You need to do the whole nine yards. I'm letting you know that, man. If you don't have one, go get one.
Most amazing suit I own.
That's it. You put that thing on, baby girl. Oh, man, she come a run. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Chadbenson. Text us 323-538-2423. This is the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I'm pissed. You should be pissed about this as well. Should be angry. Should be upset. People suck. Human beings are equally great and equally vile. From top to bottom. We all know that. We can be selfish. We can be horrible. We can be violent. We can be just the lowest form of critters. On the opposite side, we could be amazing, wonderful humanitarians who give. And you're like, ah, that's what separates us from the beast. This is not a story about that. This is a story about scumbags. This is a story about a school who missed an opportunity to do what was right in a day and an age where we are living in political correctness hell in many occasions, where just the thought of something may get you in trouble. The fact that nobody acted upon this and it ended the way it did is disgusting. Ohio. Young girl. 3 years old, she was diagnosed, Bethany Thompson, with a brain tumor. She battled radiation treatments. She's been cancer-free since 2008. But nerve damage was caused, making her have a bit of a twitch in her smile. Because of that, she was bullied. Because of that, she was bullied to the point Well, on October 19th, the sixth grader took a gun and shot herself. Think about that. She battled through cancer. She battled through already facing the fact that she may lose her life. Think. She battled through all of that. Her parents by her side. Battle through all of it. Only to see their child bullied at school. Then say something to the school, not on one occasion, but on numerous occasions. Nothing happened. They were aware. They were aware. She told her best friend she couldn't take it anymore and was going to kill herself. Her friend's father called Bethany's mom, but it was too late. Bethany searched around the house, found a gun, and shot herself one time. Her stepfather was asleep in the other room. Mother and father are devastated. She was 11. Three, she had cancer, a brain tumor. She fought through it and survived, been cancer-free. In sixth grade, being bullied by ass-clown little children, and this is what the school said on Friday before it happened. The mom said she had talked to the principal. The principal said, "We're investigating." She's gone on to say something has to change. Something is broken in the system. There's a lot of different ways that this could have been handled. The mom said, "You know what needed to change? She did. She needed to be more angry. She needed to be more pissed. She needed to be more vocal. She needed to be louder." Look, we all agree that kids aren't as tough as they used to be. But you know what? Kids are vile. When we were younger, we get into an argument. Maybe there was a bully. Maybe we get in a fight, but we'd walk away. Not saying that there wasn't issues. But you learn to cope. But it's 24/7, 365 days a year now, bullying goes on. It's no longer the bell rings at 3, and I'm not going to see you till Monday. It's all the time. I mean it. People, kids, they can be vile human beings. As a child, I knew, look, there's kids you just don't make fun of. Right? Like, and I never, like, when I used to banter with my friends or with other people, I always bantered with people that I not only knew who could take it, but would also dish it back to me. I never understood picking on somebody who couldn't defend themselves. That, to me, is the wussiest thing on earth. And we live in this day and age now where if you do something, say something, think something, pronounce somebody's name wrong, you got to go to some sort of course or class for bullying or cultural appropriations or whatever crap that goes on out there. You know, I mean, my friend's kids was stuck in class on a Saturday and had to go to a sexual harassment course because he was pantsed, then he pantsed the other kid, and next thing you know, they're being, you know, diagnosed with what's wrong with them. How this school district, this Triad Middle School, how they missed something like that. You know what else? When I was a kid, I had teachers that would say stuff like, "Would you look out for so-and-so?" I had teachers who went out there and would say stuff like that. My dad was a lot of things, but he met life head on. and I would have been destroyed. If I came home and my dad knew that I had picked on some child that had suffered from a brain tumor and had a crooked smile, and I made fun of them to the point where they cry, my dad would have killed me. I go to school with a crooked smile. Where are the parents? And how did the school miss this? The minute somebody comes and says, you know what, my kid's getting bullied at school, and we're like, who's your kid? Oh, Bethany. She's 11. She's in sixth grade. She's had cancer. And because of the brain tumor and the operations and the treatments, side of her jaw is turned up a little bit, and she has like a crooked smile that's always on there. I would be like, I'm gonna suss this out. I'm gonna make sure. We're gonna build an alliance here so this stuff doesn't happen. But instead, they're too worried about, did you pronounce somebody's name wrong? Did you accidentally throw a ball at little Jenny too hard? Did you say Jenny's shoes were nice looking? This stuff pisses me off. It should piss you off. Again, we coddle children too much in a lot of ways, but the common sense areas where we should be on top of it, we falter over and over again. And it's not just about the school. It's about the school. It's about the parents. It's about everybody in this. There were warning signs everywhere, and all of them were missed. And this, let me tell you something. To battle through cancer like she did, she was a tough little girl, I bet. I doubt this was a one day somebody made fun of you thing. How in God's name did nobody get their ass handed to him at school? You know what identifies a principal? I'd have thinned the herd. I'd have made somebody an example for the world to see. Sometimes you have to do that. It's amazing. It is. It is absolutely amazing. And it's disgusting. The superintendent, Chris Piper, of the Triad School, confirmed the school is aware of the bullying. Last school year, district officials investigated a complaint raised by the student and appropriately resolved the same. As many school districts across the country are currently doing, the Triad School District is undertaking efforts to bolster anti-harassment and bullying training for both students and staff. That's usually where it goes wrong, because they don't focus on the stuff that's real. They focus on the stuff that is minutia and BS. Pissed indeed is what people should be. Bethany had been there her entire life inside of that school system. Parents said they were thinking about transferring it, but mom thought it was safer to stay in a school where everybody knew her story. In a situation like that, you've got to do what you think is best, knowing full well that if you put her somewhere else, she may have to deal with the same issues. Bethany had sought help. She had been to a counselor trying to find coping mechanisms to deal with her struggles and her self-esteem. It's horrible.
It is.
Should be pissed off. That's the stuff that should piss you off. That stuff's real. This other crap that goes on in the world that we talk about, not real. It's baloney. That stuff's real. Because all of us have been in school. All of us have kids in school. All of us have grandkids in school. All of us have... That stuff's real on a day-to-day basis, because that's what you have to deal with. The screaming, the shouting from politics and whatnot, that is what it is. But that stuff's real. Think about it next time. Think about something like that. We've all been there. So if you get a call and your kid's been bullied or your kid's bullying, think about it. Because while you say, hey, we should let certain kids resolve it, there are just some kids out there who will take a different path. And tell your kid to pick on somebody who can give it back. Drives me crazy. You know what else drives me crazy? You not being healthy. I'm trying to be. I'm going to bully you into doing this. I'll tell you that right now, kids. Super beets. What? Super beets. Blood flow. Importante. Circulation through the body. Importante. Now, there's a natural way that I choose to support my healthy blood flow, and that's by getting dietary nitrates into my body, converting them to nitric oxide. Super beets helps me do that. It's the easiest way to do it. One scoop, bing, bang, boom, into water, into a smoothie, into a yogurt, and away you go. Within 20 minutes, you will feel the stamina, the energy, the blood flow. Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing for you. And I know what you're saying. Like, my palate is that of a 7-year-old, and I enjoy it. But, Phil, your palate is far superior to my palate, and you enjoy super beets.
I have a very exotic palate, but I hate beets. But I actually love super beets. I like the original flavor. I put it in water, cut out drinking coffee, and just tastes amazing, and it really makes me feel good.
Feel good. Feel good. That's what you want to do. Blood flow, healthy blood pressure, healthy heart. You want it? Super beets will help you get there, kids. Trust me. In fact, don't even have to trust me. Guaranteed by them. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips. They're free to use before and after. Make sure it's working in your body. Plus a free book called Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Did I say trust me? Did I say trust them? It's guaranteed or your money back. Now, that's some trust right there. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. The stuff works. Super Beats guarantees it or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. Tell him Chad sent you. Should we do a little say what? Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Say what? I don't know what it is. Is it the Loch Ness Monster of Alaska? That's what some people are saying. Other people are saying it's just ice or a rope. I've looked at it. It doesn't look like a rope or ice. Looks like it's swimming. But it was filmed and posted on Facebook October 26th. By the Alaskan Bureau of Land Management. It shows what the department has called a strange thing swimming in the Chena River in Fairbanks. And it is odd looking. It looks like, I don't know, it's hard, and you don't know how big it is. Somebody said it's a frozen rope. Really? Really? A frozen rope? Come on. I don't know. Some people are saying it's a giant zombie salmon. People are so stupid. It definitely looks like a creature. I wouldn't go that far, but it looks like, you know, at first, if it was ocean, I would say, well, maybe it's a small whale or something. But it's very, like, I don't know. You just never know. It's the beauty of nature, kids. You never know. Turkey time is here. We have said goodbye to all of the trick-or-treaters, and now we are hyper-focused on Thanksgiving. And for the first time ever, people, I want you to get your pen, your pencil. I want you to take this down. For the first time ever, you're going to be able to text the Butterball Turkey Helpline. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. That's right. You can text. Text line is going to be open 24/7 from November 17th through the 24th. Text a message to 844-877-3456. That's the number. I'll put it up, 844-877-3456. If you got issues, if your butter isn't bally enough, if you're struggling, if the turkey's thinking about getting up and leaving because you're doing a poor job, but you don't want to wait online. In fact, the company employs 50 experts to answer. Are you ready for this? Over 100,000 calls every November through December. The volumes of calls have increased, and with social media, it's going to get bigger. So that's why you need to make sure that you can text. Texting is easy. 844-877-3456. There you go. Got problems with your turkey, you text. Simple as that. James Cameron, who only makes a movie once every several years, and when he does, it usually sets box office records, has already signed on to do sequels in Avatar, Avatar 2 and 3. They're going to be in 3D, and what he's promising is 3D without glasses. Now, I will tell you this, even though I'm not supposed to. In fact, we'll get Paul on here. About 2 years ago, Paul and I were visiting one of his friends, who is also a big-time nerd who works with James Cameron, and we got to see a 30-second commercial with Legos that was 3D without glasses, just on a small TV. It was the most amazing thing I had ever seen, just from a watching standpoint. No glasses, and it was 3D. The problem was the little itty-bitty TV cost way too much money, and it cost way too much money to produce a singular segment. I can't wait to see how they're going to do this on the big screen, but you knew it was coming, and I'm excited about it. 3D with no glasses makes it worth it, because I wear glasses anyways, and it sucks doubling up. Text my show instead of Butterball. I'll tell you how to cook a turkey. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This be the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.